You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. The Regional Transit Authority millage. If you favored it, you saw a big step toward the connected regional transportation system that has never happened in Southeast Michigan. If you opposed it, you saw a tax hike for services you likely don't need or care about. Well, the opposition won. Southeast Michigan voters said no to the RTA millage. Megan Owens of Transportation Riders United joins us now via Skype. As you look at the counties, Megan, Wayne, Oakland, Macomb, Washtenaw, what have you learned about who supported the millage and who was against?
Well, I guess we weren't overly surprised at the general directions. Washtenaw County supported it. Oakland and Wayne counties were roughly split, each of them, and Macomb County opposed it. When push came to shove, that's where all of the counties were heading.
So what is the lesson here? Should the rest of Southeast Michigan try to work out a regional transit plan without Macomb County?
I think there's still a lot of questions about where we go from here. I don't expect that to be the direction. I think more of what we need to do is look at how do we both develop a plan where people can see and understand their benefit, whether they're in Macomb County or anywhere else in the region, and make sure, see if we can come up with something that works better for more people to understand. I mean, ultimately, this was a challenging election. Not only, we knew going in that a lot of people don't ride transit and don't have a personal connection with it, and that we were asking for a tax, which is always difficult. What I don't think we expected is how this call for coming together as a region and for helping make sure the empathy towards others in the region sort of got caught up in a national wave of anger and fear towards others. It was very hard to push back against that overall national trend when we're pushing a message of coming together.
Well, Megan, how much of this is about race?
I don't know. I don't know what people's reasons were, and I think we will certainly dig further into the numbers to see if there's anything we can understand there. There's a lot to be considered, but I think we had a strong plan that would have provided a lot of benefits. There was a great deal of support. This was extremely close. 18,000 vote difference in almost 2 million votes, but clearly we did not do enough of helping people understand the benefits and the need for it, especially in this the national trends we were up against.
Megan, there had to be some horse trading and dealing that had to happen when Oakland and Macomb nearly pulled out of the group. Did that compromise things at all in your view?
I don't think so. I think the changes that were made over the summer to get Macomb and Oakland County support for putting this on the ballot provided even greater benefits to some of the northern communities that felt like they weren't getting enough, provided more oversight to people who were concerned with how this might be implemented. I don't think those changes hurt anything. It was disappointing that the Oakland and Macomb leadership wouldn't get behind this plan and articulate what the benefits were for their communities.
What do you think now? I know you have to, RTA cannot try for another millage for two more years. So in that time, I'm wondering what you think most has to be reworked, the structure of the plan or the messaging to voters?
There definitely needs to be a combination. We've already heard a lot of feedback that people just didn't know enough, that there hadn't been enough outreach. Transit is still pretty new. Regional transit, four-county transit is a pretty new concept. And this, maybe it was an overly complicated plan, or maybe it wasn't articulated or presented in a way that people could understand. So I guess it's too early to say what would make a change moving forward.
Megan Owens with Transportation Riders United. Megan, thanks for speaking with us today.
You're welcome.